On Morgan's AM, Alibaba Group surged 9.1%. UK government relaxes lockdown measures.
Morgan's AM, your pre-market briefing.
US stocks hovered near their record levels on Monday as dull trading resumed before the release of widely watched inflation data and the start of first quarter corporate earnings. The Dow Jones fell 55 points or 0.16%, the S&P 500 was down just 0.02%, while the Nasdaq dropped 0.36%. Wall Street has been relatively quiet, with the S&P 500 moving within 1% for five sessions in a row. Market volatility has declined to pre-pandemic levels amid rising reopening optimism. Market volatility has declined to pre-pandemic levels amid rising reopening optimism. Nvidia jumped 5.6% after the chip giant said its first quarter revenue for fiscal 2022 is tracking above its previously provided outlook and that it expects demand to continue to exceed supply for much of this year. The weakness in reopening plays weighed on the overall market, with shares of Carnival and Norwegian Cruise Line off more than 4% each. United Airlines fell 3.9% after the carrier said its first quarter revenue is expected to fall 66% compared with the same period in 2019. Alibaba Group surged 9.1%, logging the biggest one-day gain in 4 years as investors expressed relief following the $2.8 billion fine assessed by China's antitrust regulator. The China-based e-commerce giant's chief executive, Daniel Yong Zhang, said in a conference call after the fine, "We don't expect material negative impact following changes to comply with the regulator's orders." The company said it will not appeal the decision. The first quarter earnings reporting season begins this week, with expectations set for broadly positive news and an uptrend for US equities thanks to a recovering economy. Many of the nation's largest banks, including Goldman Sachs and JP Morgan Chase, will this week report results for the 3 months ended March 31. This week is also packed with Federal Reserve speeches and key economic data, including a hotly anticipated inflation reading Tuesday when the US Consumer Price Index is released. The Pan-European Stock 600 closed down 0.46%, with technology stocks shedding 1.3% to lead losses as most sectors and major bourses ended in negative territory. Germany's DAX and France's CAC both lost 0.13%. London's FTSE 100 dropped 0.39% despite the UK government relaxing lockdown measures in England on Monday, with outdoor dining and hospitality venues, hairdressers, gyms, shops and outdoor attractions allowed to reopen. On the data front, Eurozone retail sales in February rose 3% from a month earlier, beating analyst expectations. Base metals were mostly flat, copper gained 0.01%, while aluminium fell 0.13%, nickel lost 0.06%, and zinc was down 0.02%. Benchmark spot iron ore rose 0.6% to $174.57 per tonne. Gold futures fell $12.10 or 0.7% to $1,732.70 per ounce. Silver futures shed 46 cents or 1.8% to $24.87 per ounce. Oil futures settled higher as reports that Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi rebels attacked targets in Saudi Arabia, including some Saudi Aramco facilities, lifting tensions in the oil-rich Middle East. WTI rose 38 cents or 0.6% to $59.70 per barrel. Brent climbed 33 cents or 0.5% to $63.28 per barrel. Treasury yields rose slightly on Monday after Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell on Sunday reiterated the central bank's commitment to maintaining loose monetary policy. The yield on the benchmark 10-year Treasury note ticked up to 1.671% in early afternoon trading, with some shorter-dated Treasury yields seeing larger gains. The yield on the 30-year Treasury bond edged down to 2.337%. The Australian dollar is buying around 76.23 US cents.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.